Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Welcome, Arnshouse family. What's up?
We're at Harrow and Wilsdon, riding the line on the Bakerloo line. Because we never get it. Me and Maddie never get it. It's never in our lives. We don't even need it.
Yeah.
We never see it.
Well, yeah, we've never been on the Bakerloo, and obviously we've been seeing all the photos. It's like a wild style gallery of tags, man, all over the trains. So we thought we'd come see it in the flesh. It's kind of like a renaissance at the moment, like, you know.
To be fair, the outsides are smashed as well.
For sure.
So the outsides are smashed, yeah. And the insides are absolutely battered. Oh dear, Pilot,
HTB.
Force. Yeah.
And
who else?
Pena.
KTC, we saw Mir on there.
Yeah,
we saw Reaches
big up
on there.
Mir, man, legend.
That was nice. But like, do you know what I've been seeing?
What?
Regret.
Oh shit, yeah.
Did you
I've
see
seen
that
a couple
dude?
Of yeah.
Did you see that
we didn't see any in the flesh today, but we've seen some photos online. But also, like, yeah, so we don't know how much longer this is gonna last, when the buff is gonna inevitably come. You know what I mean? So we thought we'd come see it for ourselves.
Fuck the buff. Fuck the buff, you bastards.
And
fuck
share
it.
Our experience with you guys, man.
Peeve.
I'm hungover
as well.
Big as
up Peeve. I see him everywhere.
Big up Peeve.
P-E-A-V-E.
And Force. Pilot.
Yeah, we said them. Thanks for coming.
All right, yeah.
Just said them about 40 seconds ago. Don't worry. Great intro, yeah? This line is getting smashed, and it's old, and it's wide, and it's metal, and it's nice. I want to paint Stone. We're going back to Stone, Queen's Park.
Yeah.
Soon. We came to the end of this line, fucking thinking it'd be a bit quiet, like the Central. Fucking ram jam full of cunts. Ram jam. We don't condone, despite being...
I was going to say a disclaimer, yeah.
Yeah,
we definitely
you love a disclaimer.
Do not condone this sort of behaviour. We are not sponsored by...
Film in the Arms House, love!
We are not sponsored by the leading ink and pen company.
Here she comes. Here you go, girl. Hello, boy. It's the same one we rode up in, isn't it?
And you definitely can't get a 10% discount. Shut up for a sec. You can't get a 10% discount by using the discount code ARMSHOUSE10, all right? And if you are one of our patrons, then you can get a 30% discount, but you'd have to become a patron.
This
all right,
guy,
here
this
we
guy,
go.
This guy, A-C-A-B-A-R. Akbar.
Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Oh, this kid is getting on with us, old, yeah. Old like, semi-beatnik, semi-lanky, noncy prick face. Look at right, this one, look, she's absolutely Jesus. Fucking smashed, mate. It's like being back home. Fuck me, mate. I told you, look, Peavy, old Peavage.
Yeah.
Beamos, never heard of him. Vexer, never heard of him. Couple of new blokes, I think. Never seen those boys.
That Vexer's dirty.
Dirty.
This one, down
not to you. Oh, yeah, big up future. The man's trying to be the chemist, mixing the inks with the metal edge.
Damn, son.
Doing his
this
own
would be
bang.
A good spot to maybe film a little bit.
This is a Bakerloo line to Elephant and Castle. Thanks for coming. There is actually nowhere to get a reach. So that's pretty... That does actually mean it's pretty bronxed. I can't even get a reach.
There's not even a space. You need maybe with a little sharpie.
Even in the space, even in the space, there's a fucking stain. That's good. Man, look at Dosh. Big up Dosh. SMC. Yo, man, this one got smashed, man.
This is a good backdrop for the episode, I think. We're going to be jumping on and off some of the
it's
trains.
It's
going to
be loud
checking.
As dick when we suit.
Yeah.
Let's get this bit done on the inside. And then on the outsides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, after the BAP episode, Salute BAP, we were talking about that writer, Ban, B-A-N.
Oh, yeah. And he came out the woodwork.
And I did a little thing on the pod going, if anyone knows Ban, tell him to reach out, say hello. And he did, man. He reached out. So, salute, Mr. Ban. He's still doing bits as well. He's still painting, and he puts up old pictures on his Instagram and stuff.
Does
so,
he?
Yeah.
He's oh, shit. I need to see that shit.
He does bits and bobs. I don't think anything illegally, but
the dude was a letter king.
Yeah, man.
Very nice with it. Hand style and the dubs and the pieces. Was nice, man.
For sure.
Yeah, I feel like a kid riding the line. I haven't been on this line since, I don't know, mate, maybe never. You know what I mean? Since like the 90s, 80s.
I've just never had a reason to get on the Bakerloo,
never.
Really. I mean, once or twice here and there, but I can't remember it.
I don't have once or twice.
Yeah,
like,
and we were
never.
Saying the Metropolitan as well. Like, I rarely, very rarely, I can't even remember last time I got on that.
Like, there's Wembley, line. North Wembley, Stonebridge, Harsden, Willesden, Kensal, Queen's Park. Kilburn. Does he get to Kilburn on one of the other lines, but not that one.
Yeah.
But there's some nice graph out here, man.
Beautiful. The lines are, you know.
But it's
flourishing.
One of those ones where the spots where you can paint have all been battered. Like I can't see a single reach. Like,
yeah. Some old stuff, really old. Some new stuff. Some ATG things I've seen that have been there for a long time.
Yeah.
RIP asset. RIP asset. Yeah, a few Panic things down here. Yeah, it's dope, man. Bass and Wink and a bunch of people, man. What else has been going on, man?
I've had no water. Haven't been able to have a shit or a piss or a shower or a dishwash or a clothes wash or a fucking wash hands or a brush teeth or a clean the sink or a clean the floor or anything for 6 days.
Theme's been living in a third world country, man.
Fucking days.
What happened?
Some geezer on CCTV. He's getting done, yeah.
They know what happened.
He's got on the bins in the basement, yeah. So he's already, like, on the bins for no reason. Then he's got, there's this like pipe thing sticking out of the pipes.
Yeah.
And he's gone to grab that to give himself leverage, pull himself out. He snapped off, just like pissed out.
But what was he doing then?
Just nobody knows.
Trying to climb something.
He's all on camera. He goes out, goes into the car park, gets into a car which has got the license plate all over it, and then drives off. Bro, the geezer lives in the development, yeah?
Oh, wow.
There's like four or five blocks, yeah? The only block that's got water is this one called Apartments, yeah?
Yeah.
And everyone else doesn't have, there's like thousands of people, yeah?
Yeah, your whole apartment.
And the only geezer, guess which, he lives in the block with the water, yeah?
Nah,
all I'm saying to everybody is, just put his face, just put a photo of his face in the main lobby here. Just do that. Don't worry about the police. Don't worry about statements. Just, just do that, yeah?
Everyone will kick the shit
out. Because people are fuming. People have got kids, elderly, like babies. They can't wash them. They can't. People are going like pulling trolleys, yeah, in the lobby, full of like fucking 5 litre frying pans. Like, it's like...
It's amazing when you what you take for granted, just water, mate, running water, not having that, not be able to use a
Inshallah,
bathroom.
When the water came back on, bro.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it, bro.
It's a celebration.
It was like a proper, like, oh, yeah. It was amazing to have the water.
Yeah. All right,
amazing. So yeah, what about that other carriage there?
Obviously,
there's one dude on it.
Yeah, theme has been fucking fresh.
I don't need to get a reach here like that. Standing like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to do one now? Yeah, go on. Theme definitely isn't doing anything naughty right now, okay?
It's got lots of water and stuff like that. I got an iced tea, so, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to make yourself feel at home, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Quench your thirst. You
but it's not like the old Central, is it? We thought we were going to be getting a...
It's like a bit more squashed, this train. You seen there was a
It's a bit more squashed.
Oh, theme, you know, did you see the picture of the new Piccadilly line train? Oh, nice.
You can't get your reach because there's a stain on that one.
Sorry, put it away, I'll, you know.
Please mind the gap between the...
Put it away, we're not getting nicked, Jerry, we're not getting nicked.
What is that thing?
It's the mop.
Infamy. Oh,
it is,
yeah. Oh, sick, okay.
Yeah, nice. It's a nice read. Is it the dick there?
Remember, you can get a 10%
see
discount.
See that colour, though, bro?
Yeah, very nice.
I wonder who got that reach, you know what I mean? It looks Sergio Bembe. Look at my man taking selfies of himself. Look, we can see the selfie. No, you look butters, bruv, you know what I mean? You look absolutely butters.
Alright, what else has been happening around the world, man?
Around the world, around the world.
Ah, fucking Val Kilmer died, man.
Oh, Val. That was sad.
He's just been in so many fucking dope movies, man. All the way back from Top Gun.
To Top
Gun
2.
He was the Iceman.
That was it.
Top Man, Top Gun
2. Top Gun 1 to Top Gun 2. He was in Heat. You remember Heat? I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Heat,
Sunday
is
night movie.
One of the most incredible films ever done. He was in Tombstone, another incredible movie. He was fucking Batman for a while. Yeah. That's nuts. He was the guy in The Doors. Who's was it Oliver Stone? Did that movie The Doors, and he played the lead singer. Who's The Doors?
Oh. Who's The Doors?
The Doors, the band.
Who was
the lead singer?
I was looking at that guy 2 days ago.
No. Okay, fucking good for that. I was about to kick your ass, fucking
Mars. It's quite
Mars and
quite Lahain, this tracksuit.
Yeah,
reminds
me
of like...
Shout out Frez, he got me this. what else? Oh, shit. Another movie I would recommend that I don't think a lot of people have seen that has Val Kilmer in it, yeah? It's like a comedy spoof movie. It's called Top Secret. Top Secret, yeah? I saw it again. I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. It's so fucking funny. Like, silly funny. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that movie Airplane with, like, really silly jokes, but it's really fucking good.
I want to explain.
What's there to explain?
But I just want
Look,
to say that...
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
I know it. It all sounds like some bad movie.
We're not to save it now and get to Stoney. I mean, Queen's Park.
Queen's Park, all right.
How long has the stock been on Bakerloo? Like, how long since they've renewed the trains? How old are these?
So I think it's the second oldest one, no?
Yeah.
After the Central.
That must apply to why. Huh?
The Piccadilly. Well, you better get that camera about it.
That's what I'm thinking. But I don't think they're going to do anything.
Because it could be a grab and duck off. They could grab it and duck.
Yeah, but I don't think they're like that. I think they're just being jokers. I think they're just being silly. Nah.
He's got a pen, though.
I can't see. I don't think so.
Give us a clap.
All right.
You see the difference between me and you, yeah?
Yeah.
I sit up here like this. Get me? Like, I sit like this firm. Like, see, like, I sit
is
like
that how the real boys
like,
sit?
See, from them days, like, them days when I used to sit like this.
I sit with my legs crossed like that.
Yeah, like
just
a
chilling
bitch.
like a normal like a person. Bitch. Theme.
Man's got his legs open like a geezer. Do you know what I mean?
Man spreading.
Like a man spread.
Do you remember that video on the train? I think it was like a woman would go around filming all these dudes just sitting there like that with their legs like that, and then the people next to him all sitting like this, and it was just like man spreading, going like, "How dare men feel so entitled to sit on the train?
To air your balls.
To air your balls.
The only thing that produces humans on earth.
Yeah."
Don't take good care of the bruv. These trains are gonna get smashed.
We're gonna look at each train
look
as they come.
The
oh shit!
On there, bruv. Hello, bloke.
Dirt, McGirt.
There's a look on the other side. There's something there. You can see the outline over the windows. Look,
it's
look.
True. Yeah.
Should get a reach. Ebola. Couple of bits. How you doing, girl? You're right. I could have held it. Hello, paddle beaters. Hello, girl. Yo, this is nice.
Anything
man.
On here?
This is nice. It's a good idea to come out here. Future on the floor.
I just wanted to, like we were saying, I just want to kind of witness it and see it for myself rather than just seeing pictures online. Like, why not come
well,
and fucking
idea.
See it?
It's my idea.
It was
his
idea.
To do it. Yeah, but it's, all
right. Yeah, we got no guests this time or anything like that. It's just me and Thief.
We're running the lines because it won't be like this for long.
There are a couple
of... It won't be like this for long.
What's the Instagram accounts that are kind of documenting this thing? Obviously, Syme is out and about, benching with Syme. Mm. I'll put their Instagram
What's new
below.
On the Bakerloo? Mate, that one's
guy,
battered on the outside as well. We're missing the pieces.
There's that guy, Lad
Damn,
Lab, 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 London Lab. Lab or something like that. I'm trying to see if I can get footage of this fucking train.
He's running dune. Run dune there. Oh, mate.
Oh, there's nothing on it. I missed it. Couple of lame tags on there. RIP lame. Percy tag up there. Salute old Percy.
Did you see anything down there?
Nah, couldn't see anything.
Nah. It's mad how they're just going into the yard during the day. Oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday teams. But there's loads of them there. Just...
They look all nice and cozy in there.
Daddy, come fuck me. Papacito. That's
jokes.
What it's like. Should really be jumping in, getting a reach, jumping back out again.
Go on, and I'll film you now. Do it.
What, in the yard?
Go
film
on.
Film me
go
down
on.
There.
Yeah, I'll just run off and just go do it. If you think you're bad, man.
If
yeah?
you think you're bad.
If you think
I mean,
you're
when, the,
cool,
when
yeah?
the ting rolls in, like, when it rolls in. What does it say on there? Next one.
Oh man, it's quite far. 22 minutes past, so in about 4 minutes.
Damn.
Or so.
Damn. What's that? Bruv.
What? What's on your mind, man?
This is, mate, this place is a smash. That's why this place has been getting smashed.
Mm-hmm.
This is fucking open air playground smash. This next one's coming in. Where's the pin, bruv? Come on.
Oi, chill. Stop being bait on the fucking thing. You'll regret it, thief.
Yeah. But your graffiti career won't. Will it?
your subsidies within the graffiti culture will increase.
If you do what you're told. Oh, there's a couple of absolute bods.
Oh, look,
there.
They've tried to wipe that B-Mars.
Someone's got this singing voice out, bro.
So it's luck of the draw, man, what we see. I'm just going to jump on the train, probably film one carriage, two carriages. Look, they're actually buffing it in, though. Look at this one. Yeah. They've tried.
Well, they got to try.
Who's this Kalash? Look, they're proper gone in, man. Grinding that out. Look at HDB. And the thing is, this is what gets me, yeah? Theme, look at this. You see when they grind the tag off? Yeah, look. Why are you limping? Oh, you went in on the gym.
Yeah.
Look, they grind it, but it's still, you can still read it.
No, they that's the metal edge.
Is that the edge?
That's something else. That's not a buff.
They've tried to buff it, man. You can see. They've definitely tried.
Look at the geezer. Look, he's got the scratch on the left.
Yeah.
That on the right, and then an ink tag on the right of that.
They've definitely tried their best to get rid of that, but then it just says what it says anyway.
It's brilliant.
It just defies the whole fucking point.
Oh, I didn't know there were two body tourists on there.
Alright.
The Bakerloo line uses a fleet of trains that are 52 years old, making them the oldest in regular passenger service.
You say
in
52
Britain.
Trains?
No, 52 years old.
Oh, right, okay.
That's how old this stock is here.
Nah.
Yeah, it's older than us.
52 years?
Yeah. Uses a fleet of trains that are 52 years old. They're the oldest trains on the circuit, on the network.
Yeah.
In Britain.
Damn.
In Britain. Forget about the underground. In the whole of Britain, the lack of funding for the upgrades and maintenance, including cleaning, has contributed to the widespread graffiti.
Oh, my days. Who was that MP you said?
I'm going to get to that. Yeah, passengers have expressed their shock at the state of the existing fleet, with many pointing out that graffiti is now widespread.
Yeesh.
Graffiti vandal Zerks. It's got nothing to do with him, mate. Fuck me. But yeah, then I go to Reddit, and some MP, that's why there was a bit of a buff, because some MP had said, get in the Bakerloo every day, or three times a week, and it's always like this. And there's a lot less than the Central Line stock.
Yeah.
So it gets more easily smashed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? The Central Line's got a lot of trains.
All right, we're getting some nice fun facts here about the Bakerloo line.
It's the ninth busiest line on the network, carrying more than 125 million passengers a year. There's 52 of them. Yeah, we know that. I said, how fucking many? 25 stations. Man, that's nuts. So they're the oldest train in passenger service in Britain.
Yeah, it's mad.
In a way... 1972.
Do you think that then it getting bad so much now in the last year or so will speed up the funding to get it renewed?
Especially not with Trump now. No one's thinking about that.
With all the tariffs.
That's actually a really good news, bruv.
Mm.
Like the banks and the fucking lenders and all the finance heads are like
sweating.
Shit, S&P 500 like down 5%.
Stock markets are almost crashing.
Another one down 4% in one day. And that was before they woke up, because they obviously wake up late in America.
Yeah.
Yo, so no one's going to be giving a fuck about the old graph and
true,
beans,
you know.
Bruv.
That's very true.
I want to know how many chains there are on the Bakerloo network.
Although, theme, politically, I've seen sometimes in the past when politicians don't want to actually spend money on things that actually matter, an easy thing for them to do, like if a politician now came out of the woodworks and wanted to get in everyone's good books and make it into the news, he could come out with the slogan, yeah, I'm gonna clean, like kind of like
your trains back,
kind of like what happened in New York with Koch and fucking
Giuliani
and all that, like that's what they were promising, I'm gonna clean the trains, and then that's how they ended up getting elected.
These trains I've been bodied, bruv.
Yeah, here we go, another one pulling in. Leps tag on it.
There's a whole bunch of heads on this one, man.
Yo.
Whole bunch of, look at that one. Boy, it's battered. Jesus Christ. On the outside, and there's a piece.
It's on the other side.
Whole car, look, next car as well.
Oh, shit.
Maybe that one looks unfinished. On the other side, you know?
Shout out, Rise. Dosh. Stand clear of the doors.
Oh, check my iPhone for slurs.
Check my eyesight.
This one as well.
Oh,
yo.
And the back. Let's see if the back is done. Nah. Oh, there's some band tags on that one.
Did you see the train he did recently? Crime Wave on the Little Man.
No.
Sick. I might have been on UK Frontline as well. Late, a couple of days late, I think.
All right.
Them man, they're posting it. Yeah, but big up to him, yeah, for telling me, nah, bruv, I'm having my U. I'm not doing no panels. You know, days are over. And then next week there's a panel. Oh, right. Yeah, don't worry about it, bruv, yeah?
You still, I bought the book. I'm still waiting on it, man. Bought it a while ago. I know it's a one man. I know it's just
yeah,
him doing it.
I waited for time.
You waited for time. You did get it in the end, so I'm sure I'll get it. But
talking of books, yeah, Dondi's book.
Mm.
Dondi White, The Style Master. I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure what it's called. Obviously, I want to get it.
New book?
No.
Okay.
It was when he was alive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it was, no, it wasn't when he was alive. That's a lie. But anyway, it came out and it is now 173 quid.
Jesus.
But it's got like original sketches in there and shit.
Wow.
It's got people talking about Dondi from those times back then. You were just funny that you were talking about that other book, because when I checked out that Dondi book, it was only today, and I was like, 173 quid.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I mean? I might save up a little bit and get it in a couple of months, but I'm not buying that just in one go.
I was talking, because I'm going to cut that bit out. So I was talking about the book by Stephen Powers, The Art of Getting Over, one of my favorite books on Graf. Came out in 1999. Yeah, I was looking for it to buy it, and it was, 150 quid, man.
What country is it?
It's from America.
And it's the art of getting over.
Yeah, it's such a good book, man. And like someone on Reddit had basically uploaded it onto Dropbox, like scanned every page and uploaded the book. So I skimmed through it, and it was just giving me nostalgic feelings. You know, when you haven't looked through a book in so many years, and I looked through it so many times.
Well, what's that? That's what, of American Graf in the 90s?
But the thing is, it's not a book just with pictures of Graf. It's just like...
Stories?
Stories. Like, so there's this writer, Amaze, who's all about trying to get high up reaches. I think he's from Houston, Texas. And then it's just him writing like two pages of writing with some photos. And then they have one with Espo. And then they have one with Bear, just like, you know, legendary writers. I'm trying to think who else. I think Wish, Sess. And but this is back from 1999. Back
so what
before,
years is it? The book.
Like from 99.
Late 90s. Back.
Yeah, like Cadism from Philly has got a whole. That's when I learned about Cadism and his hand styles. Incredible. It's just a dope book. I really like it.
What's it called? The Art of Getting Over.
Yeah, and there's the bit in there with the 5 rules of graffiti. Next episode, maybe I'll read it out to you and see if they still hold up to this day. And I'll link a thing to the Reddit page where you can download and read the book.
And what I'm going to do, talking of books, is big up that person who got in touch who I thought was old Bill. Do you remember? Who sent the graffitism.
Oh, yeah, we got the graffitism. Yeah, salute to him for
I
that,
just thought this is too good to be true and it must be too bait. Yeah. Some guy got in, big up to him, got salute. In touch and said, yo, I've got a graffitism. Bruv, it was unopened, you said.
Yeah.
Unopened graffitism with the... Vizzo kind of like, I think it's like 3 pages on Vizzo.
Yeah.
And
after he passed away, like kind of an RIP to him.
Yeah, and like a letter written to him and stuff in there.
By his mates.
And I didn't know this, but you remember the City Life at Gunnersbury Station, unfinished, is up there with like my favorite.
Yeah, we've spoken about
of all
it
time.
A couple times, yeah.
He did a couple on the panels, bruv.
Okay.
Oh, no. One was on a panel, which wasn't as good as the other ones on the wall, but he's done it a few times.
Yeah.
And I'll take a photo when I get home and send it over because it is nice, man. Yeah. That city life, that's the way. And there's another one I'm going to send. Do you remember, who was I with? Phase 2, big up Fat 2, big up Fat 2.
Fat 2.
All the time. Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Yeah, big up for last episode, man. Salute.
He, oh shit, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you remember, but I'll tell you what, on this episode here.
Tell you what, just moving on. Just completely fucking.
Now, if you remember, I don't know, with Fat 2, what, and a book, and Dondi, and
no,
it wasn't with Dondi, no, it was what? Okay. But no, if you leave a comment under this episode here, then you can win. We'll pick a winner next week. We'll pick a comment, and that lucky commenter will
win. This one's getting smashed.
An infamy pack, okay? We'll send you out some infamy goodies. So leave a comment below. Let us know.
Future's have you been battered on, it. Look been at on these beamers and idea team.
Oh, that's banned.
Damn. We might have smashed it. Where's the... I gotta stay with the staff.
I wanna get that one from down there.
Really bad idea. Did you get any? Damn. Damn. To Elephant and Castle.
Some like Japanese business here. Chinese.
It's nice to come out here because what the reason it was for me was there's like loads of graph times that I wish were documented that were just part of my life. And then there was graph times that were part of my life but I wasn't doing graph. So like when we were well young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the train parties they used to do and shit. We didn't really... We would have been like utes when they were doing that. Mm-hmm. So there's those kind of bits that I missed. But then there's other bits like the purple fibbings inside bit kind of was documented, but not like massively. There's not a dub properly on the front of this. It's not, you know. It's just scrub. Completely buffed to fuck. Jesus Christ.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
But, yeah. There's bare different like eras of graph. There was the District Insights era, and then the Little Mets Inside era, which was like the fibbings thing.
Yeah.
And then all different types of, you know, like graph, obviously.
And you're obviously talking about a time.
But this one
everyone...
now is a time.
Yeah.
This is now a new time. These Bakerloos, they're fucking 1972. They came out. The oldest track in Britain, getting smashed. Big up Bass, my man, my G. See me, yeah. You don't know, yeah. I do now. You can't even chat to me, bro. One of them ones. But Parsons has got a new name. Just put it that way. Right? He's gonna freak out the tourists, bruv. Who's that? Who's that Arabic guy with the camera? He's definitely a terrorist. Hey, there's a pair. Hey, this geezer's got his TNs. It means he's a certified bad man.
All right, theme. Did you have a song for us to listen to, or what?
Yeah. But yeah, I wonder this time here is going to be one of those periods in graph that gets remembered.
Yeah, for sure.
Teach was out on the fucking insides, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's doing his thing, man.
No,
yeah, everyone's
just done
coming
it a couple
out
of bits. But this, what I'm saying, how good like this bit is, that it's going to be filmed. Mm-hmm. We'll have some photos. Even the Arms House episode will be a thing. People can go back. In years and years and years.
Yeah,
when
God,
was the
Bakerloos
getting smashed? Oh, yeah, no, they're going to have an argument. They'll be like, go to the Arms House, see when that dropped. 2025, April.
Yeah.
And it's been what, like about a year? I was chatting to O'Dear and he
the
was,
good part of a year.
Yeah.
For sure.
O'Dear is the king of the insides.
I mean...
Zombie said to me the other day.
Well, there we go. It's official.
It's official.
It's official, baby.
It's official. O'Dear is the king of the insides. There's other people close...
And we did that episode with him. Was that just before Christmas? No, it was after. Right, that's how bugging I am. Right, look at that.
Yeah.
There's some unfinished graph on them ones.
Yeah, that on this side as well. You can get on the... I'll hold the door. And you just...
No.
You can run in. No.
Maybe I'll catch it as it goes past. Actually, now fuck it.
Might actually now because this one's pulling up.
Yeah.
They've got to come down and tell us to fuck off. Just blatantly walking around camp. You're so bait. And then we've actually got fucking mics.
Yeah, who we got?
You'll be all right, here we go.
Let me see who this is, boy.
Some unfinished beers. Diablo. Diablo's been doing bits, man.
These smashed, bruv.
Wagyu? No.
But that's a look, it's come on top. Is that Diablo? Yeah, Diablo.
Yeah.
Damn. What colour do you reckon the outline was going to be? It's quite nice with that grey like that, you know? If it's, it started it there.
Nah.
Yeah, outline.
Where?
Oh, no, I thought the bit of blue was exactly the line of his O, though, to be fair.
He left a little gap.
I don't have my glasses.
I reckon he's...
Mate, if it was purple...
Purple would be good, but I think just black would just ping it, man.
That's fuming, that one, because fill-in's done.
3D is filled in. 3D's everything. Done. Background
is done, bruv. Done. Fuming, bruv.
Screw it.
Even the orange coming out on top of the red. Welcome to the Matrix.
There we go.
Ghastly in the house. Wait, this is like the Bronx, baby. Maddie's just bitter because he got smashed last night. And I'm buzzing off my tits because I love it. I got you a song, baby.
Right.
I got you a song. DJ Gunshot. I just want to make sure it is Gunshot and not Gunman or Gun Holster
okay.
or Gun Rude Boy. You see them ones there though, fam, yeah? Man's out here in what? Near Stony K-Coat Land. Don't watch it. We're about to play. Ah. You know what my phone wants to play? Batter Them. But it's not allowed to play them.
Yo, big
DJ
up everyone.
Gunshot.
Wait. Since you reminded me about Batter Them, say some big up to everyone who's been showing love.
Big up to everybody who's actually been battering things and sending in their videos of them battering something with the tune Batter Them. Very well done, and much love for doing it, because it's been sick to watch. There's been quite a few ones there.
There's been loads. Good joke, man. Just make sure you tag us in it as well. Tag Arms House in it. And Ill Move Sporadic and Theme, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or even if you want to buoy them off and just tag Arms House in it, you know what I mean? That's the main thing.
No, big up everybody for supporting the tune. It's a big tune, you know what I mean? So
it's done well, that tune. Done well.
I just remember when we spoke with Farmer G about releasing music in this day and age with the internet. Like, it's like putting your music down a black hole and it just disappears and then fucking move on and no one fucking listens to it.
But then every so often something like Batter Them comes out, sticks in the brain. Everyone coming up to me saying, bruv, when's it coming out? I can't get it out of my fucking brain. You know what I mean? Which has been cool as well. That's been dope as well. Because then,
sick.
You know what I mean? It's got like a catchy hook. I always think it's got graph, it's just because it's fucking buffish.
Scrubbed. Oh, look at the trains coming the other way as well.
Wait, see these ones though? These ones are quite clean though, still like.
D-Sep. Someone's bunning skunk.
Someone's having a nice fat zoo on here.
Futura.
Probably in the yard, isn't it? Fame, can we build zoot? Spark zoot on the fucking high wire.
Yeah. I
on
like
the third
split.
Rail.
Yeah.
What's that reach there? We got to catch the old...
R.I.P. teaser.
The regret reach is the one we want. See, we can just bun a zoo. I'm bunning a zoo then if he's bunning a zoo. Fuck that guy, man. Do you know what I mean?
So, what song we listen to, brother? Sorry.
DJ Gunshot, Bad Boy, Jungleist Rhythm, nostalgic, fucking beautiful, goes well with the insides.
Lord have mercy.
London City, baby.
Aye.
That's what I'm saying.
Then we'll do a bit of graph critique and whatnot. Oh shit.
He controls the...
Oh shit, that's dope. Fuck, it's all the way at the other fucking end, man.
Get down there, you fucking fucker. You're like, you know, fuck off.
Oh. But there was also two coppers ran onto the platform and jumped on just as I was like filming all the
Shut up, really?
But they jumped on the train and went.
Oh, what, just on the normal beat? BTPs, though?
I didn't ask them, yeah. No. Well, they look like Met police, full uniform and shit.
Yeah, but on the bat, you got to check the bat, bruv. You got to check the bat, bruv. You get me, your bat.
Yeah, I didn't want to stare at him.
I reckon when we decide to leave here, yeah. We get an empty carriage and we go home. So yeah, that's what. So what I'm saying is, these kind of stages in Graff, in especially, well, the only one I know, London, yeah. They have like a hot period, like a nice period.
Mm.
Then it starts getting bait. People start getting it, but people get off. Or there's
that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, some people have said to us not to talk too much about the process of it happening, although it's kind of obvious. But you know what I mean.
No, these trains are coming every... Well, you could get up just sitting here, just bunning these lines. Did that geezer go in that door?
Yeah, he worked here, yeah.
I didn't clock his uniform, did he?
No, he did. Now, let's see if there's any... Give us a whistle, mate! My Muslim brother. Muslim driver.
Look, the cleaner's on it already, bro.
Isn't it?
Coming out of the yard on his cleaning flex. And his cleaning flex. Man's getting on there. Welcome to the Matrix.
That's the same train we saw going that way.
Yeah, because it goes to the
there
yard,
we go,
bro.
Diablo. Back. Yeah, there we go, Diablo.
Look at that. I like the hearts on it as well, man. The only thing is, it's broken. Again. Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
People are getting chased out of these fucking yards. That's what happens, bro. If it gets too hot, all the toys get brought in. They go in through the same way every single night, hotting everything up, never putting anything back, not mending any fitting, doing nothing. Just, oh yeah, I know the way in. And then bring their brethren and they fuck it like that.
That's how it goes. In my pocket.
What are the bottoms of those doors? Is that grey plastic? Oh no, look, there's like a metal on the bottom of those ones, bruv. No, that's not. That is there. Damn.
That one's a plastic one. That one's a...
Oh yeah.
Bruv, look at these B-bosses, man. They've absolutely fucking caned it.
Look how much this has been like attacked. That KTC stain is nice.
Oh yeah,
D-Nab.
Absolute filth. The battery's like right on the end.
So what? What have you got? Graph critique, yeah?
Yeah, let me see if we can find something. Everybody, if you want us to critique your graffiti, then you know what to do. Just email it to us, almshouseteamalmshouse@gmail.com, or DM us on the Instagram, almshouseteamalmshouse Instagram. Almshouseteamalmshouse pod. That's the Instagram, sorry. All right, let me pick one out of this fucking
But keep sending
bunch.
Them in.
Yeah.
And have thick skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone has, though. Everyone
someone
has.
Did an almshouse crew hand styles. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Very nice.
Very much.
Very stylish. I like it.
I like the top left one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Very nice, man. Yeah. I like the bottom one, that arms house.
And do you?
Yeah.
I much prefer that one.
Top one's dope.
Big A and the T and shit.
What, the lowercase A?
Yeah, the big thing, though.
The C does the same thing. Yeah, that's dope. Someone else sent a hand style. That's it. This kid.
Yams.
I yams what I yams.
What are you yamming, fam? You know what I mean?
Look at that.
Not
at
yamming much.
Look at the star on the top.
Yeah.
The wiggly bit.
Frez would love that.
Sort out your curve, man. No, yams. Okay, that tag. What does that say to you when you look at it?
The geezer's just started out. He's getting a reach on like a bus stop.
Yeah.
He needs to keep on doing what he's doing and getting a lot more reaches.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let the A just be a triangle like that, please, old Yamage.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Another empty carry.
I mean, the A, not too bad. It's not bad.
I'm buffed as well.
It's not too bad,
Yams.
We're
just sitting here chatting about Yams, you fucking non-Yams with your yellow reaches. And don't get your reaches in yellow. That's for fucking flagrant, fruity guys.
Yellow can be alright. I'm sorry, Theme. I'm disagreeing with
they
you, man.
They can't be alright. Everyone knows that. This red, black, blue, purple, light yellow like that is just a bit gash.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
But like I said, yeah, you can tell he's, you know...
He's like getting a reach while he waits for the kebab geezer to make his kebab. It's like one of them ones like, it's alright.
Yeah,
bus stops outside the kebab shop to get a quick reach here. Jumping dog, get a reach.
I reckon if he keeps at it after 6 months, if he does a lot, then you could get a lot better.
I would say bring the Y for starters. If you want to start chatting about the reach, bring the Y. If it's a lower case, bring it out to the left and back up. Don't bring it out and then right into the A. Man. Have it like balancing out, because the Z can come out like that and up. The Y can go out like that and up. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
There's
pieces on the outside and we're chatting about Yamage.
Yeah.
Go on, Yams!
All right, let's see what else we got here. Let me try and work out what this is.
Studying sign language, because I met this buff ting Latina and she can't speak. She's deaf.
What's... Describe it. This is a piece in a wall.
Peter. Peso? P-E-S-O? Oh, there's a reach here.
Yeah, it says P-E-I-S.
Huh? What?
Rise.
P-E-I-S?
Yeah. R-E-I-S.
I was going to say,
bruv. Rise.
I think Pies would have a few things to say about that.
Yeah, R-E-I-S.
I mean, you know what I mean. I don't like graph like that, bro.
Like green fades upward, you know, going up. There's some squiggly lines going through it, like a black outline, shadow, and then a shadow on the shadow, and then these, like, kind of... graded bubbles going around it, I think it's well painted, it's nicely crafted. I think this guy is trying something, he's trying to do something, some mad computer rock kind of weird shit.
The arrow is like coming out like that, all right, like quite fat and stuff, but it just doesn't really. And then you got this tiny thin bit of the E, and it's just like the little bits in between there.
You know what, for me, if I like slightly blur my eyes and I look at it like that, because it's well painted and then I like the fading on the bubbles around it and I like the colors used and it's neatly done and it comes like, it kind of like, it looks cool to me. But then now if I look at the letters, the E and the S,
like they're not that great.
The first thing you gotta do, Lo, is you gotta get style in your letters. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and yeah, if that's an R.
Wait, who is that, bro? Did you get that?
Oh shit!
Should we get that?
We spotted a runner, people. We spotted a runner.
Mid graph critique. Let's graph critique it. Come on.
Let's graph critique this shit.
Oh no. Oh no.
I recognise the one on the right.
Oh no.
No, I reckon. Okay.
You can't critique that. Know about. It's fucking awful, bruv.
It's disgusting.
What do you think about that graph on the side of your trains?
No, it's not good, is it?
No, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's not good.
It looks
tell
disgusting.
Tell him to stop. Tell him. Could have got him to say something on the camera.
No. The what?
Dickheads, I think. He said they're dickheads, the kids that do it.
Yeah.
I think. They are dickheads.
Yeah, proper dickheads. This guy, I recognise that.
The S-A-R, but what is going on with the first letter? C or T or...
Why, maybe?
Caesar. Caesar?
I don't know.
I kind of like the S. I kind of like the S.
Oh, T-S-A-R, like as in czar. A czar of, you know, like a king or whatever.
I kind of like the S, and I
but
like
that
the
nail,
kind of skin.
I don't know
a big up man like nail, yeah? Could be a lady not breaking a nail. Doing panels or not even breaking a nail,
okay.
Fam.
Bruv, when was the last time you did a beige outline? Sorry, I don't want to go in on nail. Obviously, it's on the train. I love it, but...
Do you like the blue bit in the beige?
The blue bit's in the beige outline. I was like, what? And he's filled it in.
Oh,
with
but wait a minute. It's got a black... Wait a minute.
Highlights and a black one time around the outside. I mean, yeah. It's neat. Like, the guy could paint, though. I don't want to go in on him too hard.
Look at the way they've done the green, though. Like, they've kind of, like...
I mean, obviously, he's rushed and he's just going, like, spraying
well, what's
it about.
They put the light green down first, no?
No, it looks like the dark...
Dark green down first?
Yeah, and then he just drew an N and an A and an I... And L. Anyway, I don't want to go in on him. He's doing,
finished it.
He's doing his thing. He hit the nail.
Because everyone else is getting chased out of the yard, bro. Not
true.
Finishing shit.
He's hit the nail on the head, bro. Big up you lot, man.
Oh, he's hit the nail on the head, bro.
Sadonch.
Big up BMOS. Never heard of him, to be honest. Old BMOS. They're actually quite fat trains. And the panel between the bottom of the train and the windows is not that small, man. Because when I see a train like that, it just reminds me of the shape of a Piccadilly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these are like old school metal fucking dinosaurs rolling through, making that metal sound as well when they go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, man.
All right, let's get one more critique in.
1972, bruv.
Yeah.
They've been running. We weren't even born, bruv.
My dad was, yeah, might have been riding these lines like when he was younger than us, you know?
Yeah.
That's quite a mad thing to think about.
That's pretty cool though, isn't it?
He was catching blams before all of us, yeah. Man. That's right, I'm doing his moustache tag.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what that guy said, but it's something like, they're idiots who do it anyway, or something like that.
We should have chatted to him more.
Yeah, he wouldn't have it.
Rees, thanks for sending that in.
Rice and peas, please.
Again, it's well executed. I know you're doing something, so keep doing
it's
what
well
you're doing,
executed.
Bruv. I'm just, you know, just
top
I just don't
marks
like the letters.
On your execution. I like this station, man. It feels like back
nice.
In the day, bruv.
Yeah.
What's that on the front there? Just Buffage?
Yeah, Buffage. All right, one more bit of critique, and then I think the battery is going to die.
Die.
Ah, Gwen. This is an update from Gwen. I think we got one from Gwen a while ago, and he's resent this
Gwyneth
one in.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth
himself.
With the green Gwyneth. And black. I think we called him Gwyneth last time as well.
Oh, big up, Gwyneth.
White outline, green, black shading. And look, there's a Bodhi character on the right as well. It's a bit better. If I remember the last one, it was under a tunnel and it was in paint and it was dripping. It looked like it'd been pissed on by God himself. Yeah, it was completely drenched. And it was shit. But this one is still not amazing, but it's definitely better than the other one you sent in. So props for that.
Don't know what, like the frilly bits coming off the G are like...
Yeah, and it doesn't do it anywhere else.
No.
The W's get wobbly on the right side, straightish on the left side. The middle of
highlights
the E.
are shockingly bad.
There is no highlights. There are just little like hints
those
at the
bits
top.
There.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And then he's. I think they've done like a line like that, and then done a bit missing as well on top.
Oh my
but
God.
It's not good, bruv.
It's not good. It's neatly do you reckon done, the Bodhi is a Gwen going down rock?
Yeah, that's what it is. And the Bodhi looks like he's demented. He's been squashed.
Well, I reckon it looks quite feminine. That nah, Bodhi. He's got eyelashes like.
No, but Bodhi has
eyelashes that you get done in like, you know, yeah. Crawley.
No, it looks like it's been like, you know, someone's taken the Bodhi face and like rinsed it like a towel. Gone like that. And it's just crumbled up.
But to be fair, it's quite, you know.
It's fine. I mean, I knew it was down. A Bodhi, you know what I mean?
I reckon the down rock is better than the green piece.
Okay. It's just a simple bubble letter down rock on the right-hand side. It's under a tunnel again. Probably the same tunnel even.
Yeah. Most likely. Try and get out a bit more, mate. Yeah.
Gwen, like, you know, spread your wings, bruv. You know what I mean? Maybe go down the other side of the tunnel.
I mean, look at us. We don't even know where the Bakerloo line is. Do you know what I mean? But because, I tell you what, though.
Yeah.
Chatting to the man then during the week and all of that. The only way to know what's going on is riding the lights.
Oh, yeah.
There's no substitute. There's nothing better to give you more up-to-date information about who's actually on it, who's up in which different way.
Of course, man. It's like, it's often been described.
It's the only way.
It's been described as like the veins running through London. And like, you know, you can hitch a ride on it and actually
and
see
it for
yourself.
It's been banging on the Central Line, man. It has been banging.
Mm-hmm.
It's been therapeutic and just like, it's just been banging. I reckon people will start doing I was chatting to one of our friends the other day and he was talking about how you used to like get a reach and people just like standing cover for you. So people like do a little circle like that and people going, I reckon it'll go back to that on the district line. At the end of the district line or the little Met, people will do like a little round kind of curvature
but
of people
districts are
and get reaches on the inside.
Really new. Hello, sir.
You guys all right?
Yeah. All good.
I just told that guy that you guys done the graffiti on the train.
Oh, we did not do
so
it. We asked him what he thought
it?
Of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You
thought
of that you guys
thought
of it.
Oh, no, hell no.
Okay. Why would we say
if
that?
If we did, as if I'd fucking say that to him.
How would you guys admit to that?
No, he came out and it was like next to
of
the hut.
Not.
So he said, what do you think? Because he works here.
Yeah.
And I think he said that people are idiots or something like that.
Yeah. All right, no problem.
But not that we did
it.
Isn't it? Like, trains, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
this is the oldest stock on the underground.
It is, yeah.
1972.
72, yeah.
Do you reckon it will get updated at any time?
What?
Refurbished,
why
renewed?
Is the graffiti happening on the on this line in particular? You see MPs and people tweeting about it. I'm coming on the Bakerloo and I'm seeing so much graffiti.
I don't know, man, but they do it at night when the train is stable. They break into the sheds.
Uh-huh.
So they do it then.
Well, but the ones on the insides.
So what, they do it like right now, probably. Do you know what I mean? Like anytime they can do it.
Oh, shit.
But why isn't it
right
getting
now,
cleaned?
So right now, say this carriage is empty, right?
Yeah.
So go in there, do the whole carriage, and then just walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
But on this, if they do it on another train, you see that one there says slob. If they do that on another train, it gets cleaned immediately.
Honestly.
Why is it only the Bakerloo that's...
I couldn't give you an answer. I don't know.
Are they changing it or something?
I don't know. I don't know. But
It's like they don't care about the Bakerloo and it's the oldest one.
Looks that way.
It's weird.
It's weird, I know. But what can we do, man?
Yeah, it could be worse as well, you know what I mean? It's just a little bit of ink, a little bit of paint, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's still not good, innit?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a good look. They like tourists come.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously you see New York ones, the trains look horrible.
No, they're pretty clean, I think, in New York. Now, yeah. It used to be in the 80s and like in the 70s.
No,
someone
did a toll car and a top to bottom and
I see, like,
foreigners going over.
On the outside.
Not, obviously not every train.
Yeah.
But I've seen quite a few trains that have
I think that's where it started, I think, was in New York.
Yeah,
I think that's like where it began.
Yeah. I
think I remember reading about that somewhere.
So what if we were the guys that did that graph? What would you do? Would you phone the police?
No. I'd report it to the controller. Give your description to him, and then he would report it to the police. They would come look at the CCTV, and then us up to the. I don't know what they're gonna do after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
do they ever get caught?
Of course they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
They
I bet
do,
man.
But obviously they still get away, some of them, innit? Not everyone gets caught.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they have to catch you either doing it
red-handed.
Or if like you're a repeat offender, they kind of like check the
system. They like build a case.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hard to catch because sometimes they wear masks and you know what I mean? It's a bit hard.
Yeah. I can't believe that guy thought that we did it. We were just asking him what he thought.
I'm 43 years old now. Yeah,
that's what he told us, man, because I was like...
I thought he was a bit angry, though. Maybe he thinks we said that.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Because he was... I was trying to chat to him, and he was like, walking off. I was like, oh, shit.
It happened, but anyways, guys, if you're listening,
no worries, man. Thanks.
Damn, son.
Do you reckon your mic's got any of that?
Maybe, hopefully. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe there's some bits he did, some bits he didn't.
I was going to get up and put the mic in his face.
I know, I was thinking about it as well, but I didn't want to freak him out. I probably could have, actually. But
it would be a great bit of content. That's why I was taking my hat off. I'm like, I'm 43. Do they get caught? How do they do it? Where do they go? Why don't you care about the Bakerloo?
I read somewhere it started in New York, I think.
That bit was brilliant.
I think that's where the Mecca is.
I thought that geezer was a bit aggy for no reason and like bowling off.
Yeah. No, you said something afterwards, after he walked off. You said, you fuck it. You said something.
No, I didn't, nothing.
Nah.
No, I said to
anyway,
him.
Anyway, it's on tape, so.
What do you think about the people
who
said
when
that?
You were talking to him, but then when he walked off, you turned around again to me going,
the first question was, what do you think about this graph?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The second thing was, what about the people who do it? And I thought he said they're just idiots.
Yeah, and then he walked off, and then you turned around to me, and you were chatting to me, and you said something that maybe he overheard. I don't know. And I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, well, it definitely wasn't we did this.
Yeah, 100%.
At the end of that. But that was brilliant. But if they reported to CCTV, that would be so bait.
Yeah, they'll take stills of our faces and yeah. And then that's why
me wearing gloves, I'm doing insides on the central.
And we haven't done anything. And also, I'm not wearing my hat, so I'm not invisible. You see, that's why he came.
Hat.
You see, that's why he came. If I was wearing my hat, that's it. That's
because the cap just kept the features. But it wasn't your Kangol, like invisibility
eyebrows.
Cap.
It's the eyebrows. I'm telling you, it's the forehead and the eyebrows.
And the nose can go, and he can like keep it down a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And usually cameras are up high looking down, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're like that.
Yeah, angled.
They're
so.
Always like that coming down.
Yeah. With my cap down low, so my eyes don't show.
So what would you do if we said, and I didn't even say graffiti, I said graph.
Oh,
that was bait. What would you do if I said, yes, it was us that did the graph?
Yeah.
This guy's back again.
Oh,
like, this line is a minor
train.
Line, bro.
Yeah, we've seen the same train. Can we go, man? Allow this. All right, party people.
Yeah, but only on the next one that's empty. Because some of them come from Harrow. They got people on. Some of them come from the yard.
All right.
Party People episode 126 on the Bakerloo lines, riding the lines. This is Steel Inkjection part one. There could be a part two coming, you know, of Steel Inkjection. Big up everyone who is representing Graf. Big up everyone who doesn't live in London and wanted to see this and can see what the Bakerloos are like, because basically the trains here get painted and cleaned the next day. And
pretty
it never,
much.
Never, never happens. But lame.
Lame, R.I.P.
Yeah,
yeah,
boy.
We've seen this train already as well.
Have we?
Yeah, I saw
what,
those
coming
lame.
In that way? I never
way,
saw the lame reach.
I did.
Big up people to representing properly and getting lame reaches. And any of your past soldiers, just continue to stick them up. That's one of Maddie's favourite things about Graf.
Yeah.
Is not forgetting people. Big up HTB. Big up the guy who says that we told him we did those panels. Which in Graf, you can't do. We could have got beaten up for that. Oh, yeah, see those panels, yeah? All panels on all lines were done by us. Do you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
the geezer who said we did did the panels.
Right, yeah, imagine.
You can't go around in Graf saying that you did. Oh, yeah, we done those panels, yeah?
Yeah.
All of them ones.
Yo, man.
So we won't get this one, but we'll get the next one.
All right.
We're going to go in. This is for all the people. We wanted to document the graph for you. Aunt's house to your mum's house.
Peace and love, people. We're going to go out to this tune by De La Soul. It's called Four More.
Four More.
Yo. Please. Leave a comment under here to win some Infamy goodies.
Oh, yeah. Infamy
and
goodies.
Use the discount code ARMSHOUSE10 for a 10% discount for any Infamy products. The link is below. You can get a 30% discount, but that's only for our patrons.
30%.
Link is below, people.
30%. And what's Infamy do? In insights.
Nah. Say less.
Thanks for coming.
Peace. The guy didn't make us stop filming.
He didn't even do that.
Didn't even ask about anything to do with filming or nothing. Was it that not noticeable or something?
Yeah,
I had a mic like that.
It's that brown man from Long Island and shores. Got away with women, so I get away with yours. Because your whole game's outdated. Well, leaves all the pretty women heavily sedated.
Mommy, you can play Ripley's, so believe it or not. I shoot gifts like Heron with skills of Gil Scott. Nights like Celeste a lot could get heated. Prescribing your vibe, love, I know how you need it. Out of state, find a couple of dimes, but at a government rate. Can't settle for no nickels, even pennies for thought. For short, I need connections with big bank selections. Securing all the sections with sinks and corrections. See the like nature, escaping like gas. Tell me how long this love is gonna last. Thinking fast might spoil something, turn a whole week to nothing. Extra to your lady, it's special. Seen a bigger picture on the screen, but you're a movie. You move me, you soothe me like holidays. Getaways. The brochure said do it, so true. It's not a whole hand mission, cut the public display. Heard you headed for the stars, put the gazes away. 9 times out of 10, we cut to good friends. But when we on the 10th, we gotta go to length.
I'm not a player, yet I get more play than a talk show shown across the USA. Having moaning out the power sounds, oh we and I. And how, by now, you should know me and my crew members do members of the opposite sex. Have the boyfriend screaming out, we got more text than that board team in Georgia.
No, he said he coming for
it. All because the hoe wanna go to the Casbah.
Should we play Not Lolo Biobuff?